Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning again. Happy New Year to all of the people out there. And, hey, you know, we're just so excited to, you know, hey, be able to be here on these airwaves. And I want to thank the 26,345 listeners who have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. We thank you for your support. This truly is listener-supported radio. And, hey, it's so, so important that, you know, the listeners chime in and listen to some of the things do, you know, that we offer. Okay, I got an interesting show topic today, and, you know, I want to cover a couple quick points here and so that people don't take what I'm going to share over the next 13 minutes or so. It's a short show this morning. I just want to be short, to the point, and get the information out there. And the title of the show is Work From Home, Don't Let Them Do Your Taxes. Well, who am I talking about them? H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, and Liberty Tax. They're the major tax service companies. And why am I saying that? You know, am I throwing rocks at them? No, I'm not. The major tax service companies do not provide enough training for their tax preparers on how to help home-based business owners obtain the maximum tax refund and get their taxes down to the legal minimum. Now, do I have proof of that? Yes. If you go to most of their tax schools, you know, they cover this information about, you know, working from home, home-based business, and they tell the tax preparers, you know, what the people need to have and all of that. But see, they leave them in the dark in the sense that they don't give them room to be flexible and deal with all of the tax benefits of running a home-based business. Okay, the first thing that they're going to tell you, and, well, let me back up a second, and I'm going to tell you why this is important. Okay, I have two colleagues who, you know, I personally do their taxes for them, and, you know, they're in a home-based business, and one, you know, went through an issue with her husband the first year. You know, I explained to her what she was going to be able to do. Her husband didn't want to believe it, so, you know, he wasn't filed the way he was used to filing. Wrong, wrong, wrong. All he had to do was just listen and do some investigation. But, he, like a lot of people, nah, that don't sound right to me. You know, all you got to do is get the information. Or as we say, get under the spot where the information comes out. So, he said, nah, I'm not going that way. Well, what happened was the following year, she said, look, we tried your way last year, and, you know, Baba Jahi said, you know, I have a legitimate home-based business. Matter of fact, she had two. And she said, because I didn't make no money in them does not mean that I can't write off certain things. She said, well, it just don't sound right. And, you know, once again, I tell all of my clients, I'll walk you through. We can go to the IRS page, irs.gov. I'm going to show you everything that they have on there. And we're just going to make sure that we do it the right way. Okay, well, in her situation, they ended up owing $2,000. But the next year they came to me and we did it the right way, the way that needs to be done as a home-based business owner. Because when they went to H&R Block, they told them that she didn't have 1099s. For her home-based business, thus it was a hobby. Lie. Well, let me back up. Let me clarify that because I don't want to call people liars. They were misinformed. The tax preparer was misinformed. So thus by being misinformed, you know, they gave out misinformed information. So let me keep this objective and clear. They gave out misinformed information. Well, the end result was this, people, and this is why this topic is so important to me. The end result was, by her getting her taxes done the right way as a home-based business owner, she went from owing $2,000 to getting back $8,400, a $10,400 turnaround. Can you afford not to do that? That's my question to people out there. Can you afford not to do that? And you might say, okay, well, that's just one example. Oh, okay, all right, fine. Hey, I got another client. Where'd he go? Hey, he went to H&R Block, and they had him on. And, you know, we told him, said, well, you know, you don't have a 1099, you know. And, so, and he said, but, you know, I'm in this business. And they said, oh, you know, you don't have a 1099. It's a hobby. So, you know, we're not even going to deal with these forms over here. And so, you know, again, you go in there, you figure you're dealing with the tax professional, and they know what they're talking about. And so you trust them, but you're trusting them with your life and with your money. Long story short, he ended up owing like $1,500. We was able to, the next year, turn that around and get him over $4,000 back on the taxes. Same information, same, you know, math and numbers, just put into the formula differently. See what I'm saying? Same information, same numbers, put into the formula differently, and he got a bigger return. So what I'm saying is this, again, is my statement is, the major tax service companies do not provide enough training for their tax preparers on how to help home-based business owners obtain the maximum tax return and how to get their taxes down to the legal minimum. That's not what they specialize in. See, and you need to make sure, and not that I'm just building a case for, you know, hey, come to Baba Jahi so Baba Jahi can help you with your taxes. Hey, I'd love to be able to do that. But whether you use my services or not, you need to find someone that specializes in home-based business. See, what you got to ask a person when you go to get your taxes done, what do you specialize in? They're going to look at you kind of strange. You see, because I'm a home-based business owner, and I need to know whether you understand all there is about home-based business tax laws, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to help me. See, would you go to a dentist, even though, you know, a dentist is a doctor also, but would you go to a dentist to, you know, to get surgery? You know, would you, I mean, you know, it's the same with any other field, people. We have to go to people that specialize in fields that can get the best results, okay? And so this is very, 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 very important. And so if you go to someone who does not specialize in home-based business, then they're not going to look for things to help you do what you got to do. Okay, so let's tackle one of these real quick, the issue of the 1099. Well, if you're a network marketer, you more than likely have a back office. And, you know, yeah, if you earn over $600, your company will issue you a 1099, you know. But you might earn under $600, so your company, you know, doesn't issue you a 1099. But you have a back office as a network marketer. I'm going to deal with network marketers first, then I'm going to go into people with other type home-based businesses. Got a lot to cover in the last 6 minutes, so you can review this show. And also, you know, I'm putting my email address in the chat room so that people can email me for, you know, questions and concerns. But I just wanted to put some fillers out there today. So, as a network marketer, you got a home-based business, and in your home, as in your back office, you have a commission breakdown structure. Whatever you earn during the year, you can print that out. It can be used when you go to file your taxes, even though you didn't get a 1099 from the company showing, you know, because companies don't issue 1099s unless you earn over $600. But you can go to your back office. You can print out whatever your commission schedule was. And if it was zero, that don't mean that you don't qualify. See, what the IRS concern is, did you intend to make a profit? And was the expenses you had ordinary and particular to your industry? Ordinary and particular to your industry, and long as you intend to make a profit. Usually, if you're in a network marketer, you got a website. You got some type of monthly fee that you're paying to be involved. That's a professional fee. I mean, you can document and show that you are legitimately in business. So you didn't earn $600 this year. Your business operated at a loss. And you're able to write off all of your losses, your mileage, everything that you put into the business. I'm not going to go into all of those, you know, particulars right now. But see, the thing is what I want you to understand is this myth that if you don't have a 1099, you can't write off your network marketing business. That is one of the biggest myths and fallacies that people are told. And then people, well, you know, I thought I was, you know, you have people that go do it their way. And again, I tell people all the time, one of the things I tell people is that this is not, you know, and I don't mean this, put anybody down. I always tell people that I work with, become part of my team, this is not Burger King. You know, you're not going to have it your way. Don't go to these people. And then when they tell you you can't do something, you say, well, you know, they're the expert. They say, I didn't have a 1099, so I guess I couldn't file. And people come back. I had a lady who didn't listen to me, you know, who came back the next year, quit the business. She said, I thought I was going to get a big tax return. I said, well, who'd you take your taxes to? I went over there to Jackson Hewitt, and I told him, you know, Baba Jahi, I told him, you know, I was in business. You told him, you know, that I could do this. And they said, I didn't have a 1099. You don't know what you're talking about. I said, no. Why? I don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. I said, let me show you the IRS, you know, code and laws. And she was like, well, you know, but they the tax experts. I said, okay, well, if that's what you want to believe, you believe what you want to believe. See, and that's, you know, what a lot of people do. And so it's important, very, very important. And while we're chatting here, let me put my email address in the chat room. And it's very, very important, people, because, like I said, my colleague who ended up with that $10,000 turnaround, they were more than happy. First year, they didn't do it right because the husband, he just didn't want to believe. And so you have a lot of people that don't want to believe. And there's a good book called Lower Your Taxes, Big Time by Sandy Bakken. He also has a website. And in that book, he basically puts information out. And then this man is a retired IRS attorney. And he used to work for the IRS. I mean, so he can't afford to tell you no lies, you know, especially since he used to work for the IRS. And he breaks it all down. I mean, I've had information on my shows on here, you know, about him. And, you know, for people out there that's got questions, I put my email address in the chat room, Baba, that's BABAJAHI at movementsunlimited.com. And you can email me any questions or things that you have concerning taxes. I would love to be able to consult with you on your taxes if you're a home-based business worker, you know, and just showing you some of the things that you can really do that can strengthen your tax return and help you get a larger return. And, you know, Sandy Bakken, he goes so far in his first chapter, he says, well, you would have to be brain dead not to start a home-based business if you don't already have one. He says, why? He says, because with your home-based business, not that you should be in it just for losses, but the tax deductions that you get as a small business is the same as tax deductions as big businesses get. See, one of the fallacies that people don't understand and they get scared about is they don't realize as a home-based business owner, you're just as much as a business as Walmart. See, now people say, but I ain't that big. You're blowing it out. No. You got to understand, this country is built on small businesses. Sam Walton wasn't always that big at first. See, you don't know how big your business can become. Don't think small. Don't think small. Your business can become tremendously huge and large. And so that first chapter he talks about, you know, getting you to understand the perspective of what you have. There are two tax systems in this country, one for salary employees and one for small home-based business owners. See, and so it's not, you know, some people, oh, you know, it's two, one for the rich, one for the poor. No, one for salary employees and one for small home-based business owners. As a small home-based business owner, you want to use that tax system, not the one. When you go into H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, and all of them, what they're essentially telling you is that because you don't have a 1099 for your home-based business, then we can only do taxes for you as a salary employee. Myth. A home-based business will make you better off than a second income. See, a lot of times people go out and they get a second job. You better off with a home-based business. And, hey, you know, the time is coming to an end. You know, I need to wrap this up. Like I say, you know, this was a short show this morning. And, hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Email is in the chat room. Want more information, just give me an email. But make sure you go to the right place to get your taxes done this year. God bless you. This is Bobby Jahi, and I really enjoyed sharing this information with you this morning. Take care. Let me close out with our theme song, even though we're off the air. Let it go ahead and play here. All right.
You enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.